Zontala broshke babo, remamorosi endo libroseto laba, rebabo casontaya la brashkaba, remoronde lemonsiriara sintole debo, remamorosando la brashke babo, ramamandelebo zonteredebo, siriara ziendo la boshkaba, remando lemosonte, chiara brosantole de broshkebo, remoronde lemosonte, mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy prevails over judgment. Mercy. In the name of Jesus, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus,
shout that word, shout that word, mercy. Shout it, shout it, shout it, shout it, shout it, beloved. Shout it, shout it, shout it. Mercy, 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 Lord. Shout mercy, mercy, Lord. Mercy, mercy, Lord. Mercy. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul of the world. You step down into that.
Oh,
open my eyes. Let me see into the mess.
Beauty that makes,
that makes
design.
Oh, Together for the choir. Let's just put our hands together. Wow. Great. Amen. Amen to Jesus. If you can just reduce the volume because I do shout. So.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. In the next 30 minutes, I think I have 30 minutes left. Okay. Let me continue from where we stopped. In Mark chapter 10, let's go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And if you're there, just let me read from 46 to 48. Let's stop there and then we'll continue. Mark chapter 10. I want to pray in the next 15 minutes. We're going to be praying the next 15 minutes, and I believe that the Spirit of the Lord will take absolute control. All the minister will be involved. Amen. Are we there? Please read that, please.
And they came to Jericho.
Yes, you don't say that.
And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, mm-hmm. and a great number of people, mm. blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, mm-hmm. sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee."
Okay.
I don't know where you want
me. Okay, you can sit down. Thank you. We're all familiar with the story of Bartimaeus. But let me take it into some dimension. Amen. Let me title it Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus. Bar simply means son. Timaeus, son of Timaeus. Bartimaeus. So, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. However, before this name came forth, there was a couple. The name of the man called Timaeus. And he had a wife. However, Timaeus was blind. He couldn't see. But the wife could see. The Bible says, on a daily basis, Timaeus will go to the roadside begging for alms. To cut my long story short, because of my time, one day, the wife got pregnant, and he said, "Timaeus, I'm pregnant." Even though Timaeus couldn't see,
He was so happy. Joy to this blind man. And they were celebrating it. Celebrating it until the day this child was given back to. And they called the name of the child, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus. The man was so happy, even though he couldn't see. And they were celebrating it. But until one day, the wife said to Timaeus, Timaeus, I suspected something in the life of this boy. It's like he's just going. He couldn't see anything. The boy's just going. He couldn't see anything. I don't think it's just, he couldn't see anything. The man said, no, it can't be possible. Eventually, they found out that Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, couldn't see. So the father was blind. The son was blind. And the man was so hungry. God, what have you done to me? If I can't see, what about this one that I've named after my name, Bartimaeus? Could see? Let him see. But Bartimaeus couldn't see. However, Bartimaeus joined Timaeus on a daily basis, and they go to the street begging for alms. As the father is going, the son is following, begging for alms. And this continued for years. But God's so good, they went to synagogue. And they heard from the synagogue that from Isaiah that there will be a day that Messiah will come from the lineage of David. And then this man will open the eyes of the blind. So Bartimaeus heard that and he held on to it that one day my eyes will see. My eyes will see. Even though the father said, you know what, Peter, don't deceive yourself. This one, you are born blind. So don't even deceive yourself. But the man was holding on to that one day my eyes is going to see. So there was a day, the Bible says there was a day that Jesus was going through Jericho for the very last time. Jesus, the commander of the host of heaven, was going through Jericho for the very last time. And as he was going, as normal routine for Bartimaeus, he was sitting down there, begging for alms. However, he made the inquiry, he said, who is that one going? At least he could hear some sound. You know, who is that one going? They said, it's Jesus. Ah! The one I've been waiting for. What did he just say? Jesus. Oh, that's fine. The Bible says, he shouted, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Why did he shout that mercy? Because in the lineage or in the Israel of the Jews, they believe that if you are blind or born blind, then there's tendency that either your father or your forefathers have stolen somebody's wife. And then, mind you, they ask Jesus, who sinned, his father or his mother? Because you can't just be born blind if somebody has not sinned. So they believe that something must have happened. That's the result for the blindness. And then according to Moses' law, when you are 12 years old, if you are disabled, they give them cloth to put on. So likewise, Bartimaeus was given the cloth from the age of the oversized one to distinguish this one, disabled from the normal people. However, immediately he heard about Jesus, the Bible says he shouted, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Regardless of what my father might have done, regardless of what my forefather might have done, let your mercy prevail this, please. Let mercy. And the Bible says, when Jesus had mercy, the Bible says, he stood still. Hey! Who is this shouting mercy, dear. The Bible said Jesus stood still and commanded, "Let call this guy." Okay, what do you want us to do for you that my eyes may see? The Bible says, "Thy faith has made you." That garment that was put upon him from the 12 years old was taken off. Amen to Jesus. Amen. Let's be on our feet now because of time. So when mommy was saying that we should pray for mercy, I said, fine, great. This time around, before we go to any prayer point, we're going to shout and going to pray for mercy. If you want to go on your knees, go on. If you want to lie down, lie down. Nobody's looking at anybody here now. There are a lot of things that has been done where you are coming from that can only be mercy. I said to my wife one day, I said, go and ask your daddy what happened in their life, in their generation, 162 years ago. The lady was looking at me. What are you talking about? 162 years. How do you want my daddy to even know what happened to 162 years? I said, just go and ask. And my wife went. Asked daddy. I'm talking about 10 years ago now. Daddy, what happened? Can you just give me a kind of a little background about your life? And the man said, you know what? From where we are coming from, we do bury strangers alive. We bury them alive. We open, we dig the pit, and then they throw the stranger there, and then we ask the stranger, say your last word. Now tell me, somebody that knew that is about to die, and you are asking the person to say the last word, what will he say? Of course, definitely it will call. The man will curse. So like that, curses upon that generation. And that thing is affecting them. Or the male child. Or even the female. Now, if not God, it could have been another thing entirely. You do not know what has happened in your own generation. You do not know what your forefather has done. But I want you to shout, please, I beg of you, this time around, just like Bartimaeus did. Regardless of what might have happened in my generation, Lord, I'm crying mercy. And when the commander of heaven had mercy, he stood still. Can we just go ahead before him and say, Lord, have mercy on my life. Have mercy upon my generation. Go ahead. Just pray that prayer. Nobody is looking at anybody at this moment. Just go ahead in any format that pleases you. That God, have mercy upon my life. Have mercy upon my family. Have mercy upon my generation. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Shout the mercy. Lord, I ask for mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, Lord. My father messed up. My forefather messed up. They have sold my life. Lord, I shout for mercy. Let your mercy prevail over judgments. In the name of Jesus. Let your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy, Lord, prevail. Lekete ye maladobo soto. Likete ye maladobo soto liyaba. Lord, let your mercy, Lord, I shout mercy. Lord, I shout mercy. Lord, I shout mercy. Mercy, mercy, Lord, over my life. Over my destiny, Lord, I call for mercy. Let your mercy prevail over judgment. Let your mercy prevail over judgment, my Father. Let your mercy prevail over judgment, Lord. Lord, I pray for mercy. Lord, I pray for mercy from my father's side, from my mother's side, from my wife's side. I pray for mercy. Let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail, my Father. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail, my Father. Lord, I shout mercy. Lord, I cry mercy. Over my life, over my family. Let your mercy prevail. Yes, Lord, mercy. Yes, Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy. Have mercy upon me.
Have mercy upon my lineage. Have mercy upon my generation. Have mercy upon me, my father. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, we give you praise. Yes, we give you praise. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ancient of this, ancient of this, ancient of this. Thank you, Jesus. There's something that you know that you want God to do in your life today. You know this one is very, very urgent. That you know that, God, I just want this thing to be done today. I want this case to be set today. Can you just come forward? I'm going to ask for the minister. Please just come now. I want us to minister to this woman. You want something. There's something that is going on in your life, either in the physical or in the dream. And you want that thing to go. You want today to be the end. You want today to be the end. You want today to be the end. Just come forward and the minister of God will pray along with you. They will agree 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 with you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. All the ministers, please, let's come. Let's come. Ministers, please, let's minister to these people one by one. Please, let's come and minister to them one by one. Let's just agree with them and minister to them. Thank you. Thank you. Minister to them. Agree with them in spirit. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Thank you. Lay hand on them. Lay hand on them. Agree with them. Agree with them. Agree with them. Agree with them. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Who are sitting there, just spread that. Let the power of God visit my life. Let the power of God visit my life. Let the power of God visit my life. You can't tell them about Sotoria. You can't ever shut down about Sotoria. Take back your territory in the name of Jesus. Take back your territory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the fire of the Holy Ghost, take back your territory. Every power that is holding you down, let the power be destroyed right now, right now, right now.
right now in the name of Jesus. Break every shackles. Get back your territory in the name of Jesus. Take back your territory. Every power from your life is gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost today, an end has come to that problem. An end has come to that problem. An end has come to that problem. Take back your territory. Take back your territory. In the name of Jesus. Take back your territory in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, take back your territory. Power from your life, and end has come. In the name of Jesus, victory is yours. In Jesus' name, victory is yours, man. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, receive your perfect healing. An end has come to every problem. Take back what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Take back your territory. To you, in the name of Jesus, an end has come to that problem. In the name of Jesus, take back your territory. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. It is well with you, sister. In the name of Jesus, take back your territory. In the name of Jesus, take back your territory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Mercy prevail in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen to Jesus. Let's pray this one prayer point because I see a flag for you, but I can end up now. Can we all be on our feet and shout this prayer point loud and clear? Power of the Holy Ghost, visit my life. Power of the Holy Ghost. You can do better than that. Power of the Holy Ghost. You can do better than that. Power of the Holy Ghost. Visit my life. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Visit my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.